Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Number 8 haven't finished up well for Carolina. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The 2018 Tar Heels are just starting out with a long way to go, but 10-year increments back to the beginning of time have good and bad news to them. Good records, bad endings. In 1918, UNC wound up 9-3, but there was no postseason of any kind. In 1928, with the overall record 17-2, 10-0 at home, the season concluded with a loss to LSU in the Southern Conference Tournament. In 1938, another unbeaten record at home and another loss in the old SoCon tourney. Ditto for the 20-7 team in 1948, losing to NC State in the postseason. Let's go to the modern ACC era. A year after McGuire's miracle in 32-0 season, the 1958 Tar Heels finished 19-7 and missed the NCAA tourney by losing to Maryland in the ACC final. Dean Smith got the 68 Heels all the way to the national championship game against Lou Alcindor in UCLA before they lost by the biggest margin to date in an NCAA final, 78-55. Maybe some of you were actually born by now and remember the next four decades of the not-so-great eights. In 1978, Phil Ford played his last game at Carolina in a first-round NCAA loss to San Francisco. Ford almost refused to take off his uniform in the locker room. He was so upset. In 1988, Carolina surprised all by making the West Regional Final before losing in Seattle to Arizona and All-American Sean Elliott and a shooting guard named Steve Kerr, now the coach of the Golden State Dubs. Okay, grab some pain medication if it's nearby. We're now adding the San Antonio factor to this story. Bill Guthridge's 1998 Tar Heel team, his first as head coach, won the ACC tournament in Greensboro and, as expected, made the Final Four in Alamo City. Favorite to win it all, UNC with Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter lost on Saturday to Utah. 10 years later, Roy Williams' fifth Carolina team also won the ACC championship in Greensboro and reached San Antonio to play Kansas on Saturday. Y'all remember what happened in that Final Four semifinal, so I won't go any further except to say old Roy's Heels came back the next year and cut down the nets. So here we are in 2018. Hang on for a wild ride as these Tar Heels try to get back to the Final Four for a third straight year, and while they're at it, change history in old San Antonio. This is Archansky. See ya.